But that's the thing. Like, I can be a messy slut. So let me just tell you, I can be a messy slut. When it came to this, I was very much like, I don't want to lie, but like,
a little.
In order to win, I have to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to We Have the Receipts. I'm Chris Burns, and I'm back with a very special bonus episode with my very special co-host, star of The Circle, Perfect Match, Too Hot to Handle, The Gift That Keeps on Giving, Chloe Veach. Welcome back, Chloe.
Hiya, baby. Oh my God, it is so good to be back. And hello, Cashies!
I'm so happy that you're here because The Circle season finale just dropped, and you know that we had to talk about it. So stay tuned because we talk with the season 6 winner later in this episode.
And just a heads up, there are lots of spoilers. The biggest spoilers of all of the biggest spoilers ever, ever, ever for the finale ahead.
So where we left was Brandon / Olivia had to make the decision as a secret super influencer who to block. And so that takes us into the finale, episode 13, Miles is blocked. Were you surprised, Chloe?
I so disappointed. I wasn't surprised because I knew a decision needed to be made that was going to completely switch the game up. But I was so upset when Miles got blocked. And I'm like, Olivia, no!
I mean, yeah, I was upset as well. But I thought it either had to be Miles or QT.
Yeah.
Because I think if one of them made it, it would have been, I mean, one of them does make it, obviously, but if both of them made it, I think it would have been hard. And Miles goes to see QT. What did you think of this meeting? Because they've been flirting a lot and he was laying it on kind of thick. I felt like he was like, he said something about kissing her, I think.
Yeah, he did. He said, I think he said, you're the type of girl that I would just want to come and see and kiss. But do you know what absolutely killed me, Chris? As soon as he walked into the apartment and sat down, he see her sign in the corner that said the puppet master. And she, and he said to her,
puppet master, you? Who are your puppets?
Okay, listen, I've been playing this game very strategically.
Okay, I've just been wearing my heart on my sleeve out here.
And she's like, oh, well, ha, ha, ha. Like, just really awkward. I felt so cringed out because you can clearly see that Miles is more into her than QT is into him. And it's just a strategic game to her, which is great. Like, go get your money, girl.
I do want to know how tall he is. We interviewed him, but I didn't ask. But he's looking prime, 6'2", 6'3", so.
I'll DM him. I'll ask him.
Yeah, let me know. Find out. And I'm sure that
we'll have all the receipts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you guys start dating, I'll get the information through you. Cashiers, what did you think of the Miles blocking? Do you think this was a good strategy for Olivia? Or do you think Olivia buckled under Jordan's pressure? We'll find out, okay? Because then the final day, Miles reveals that it is him. He's not a catfish. He also was very a great loser about it. He respects that it was a game. He was like, I would have blocked me too. Like, I get it. Kyle deduces that it was Olivia. And I mean, there's not a lot of options. So like, I feel like everybody kind of knew it was Olivia. Because who else would it be? And then we go into the final ratings.
Chris, I want to know, what was your guess of the winner at this point? Because I was watching and thinking like, I don't know who it could be, because at the end of the circle, when you submit your final ratings, everyone panics. I've been there. I've done it. You're like, normally I would vote my number one player as number one and so on, but you feel like you have to switch it up. So who did you feel in your gut?
I was very happy with the winner, but I did think that it might have been QT.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was going to be Kyle.
And then when it was down to Kyle and Brandon, I also thought maybe it'll be Kyle. It was up in the air. But I was happy, honestly, with those final two. So what we have, Lauren goes home fifth, which didn't really shock me because she kind of coasted through the whole game. I'm not going to say she got lucky, but like, you know how they're like, we kept so-and-so as a shield. She kind of felt like a shield. And then Jordan was in fourth. And then QT was in third. So I was fine with whoever won when it got down to QT, Kyle, and Brandon. And we will talk about the shock of Brandon's catfish reveal, and all of that will be in our interview, which is coming up right now with Brandon, the winner of The Circle Season 6, Miss Olivia. Hello, Olivia.
Hello. How are you? Oh, my God, Chloe. I love you. Oh, my God. Shut up. I cannot believe I'm seeing your face right now. Are you kidding me?
We had to bring a circle expert on for our circle coverage.
I love it. I love it.
And who better than Chloe?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
I love you so much.
Oh.
So what inspired you initially to join the circle? Did you apply? Were you recruited?
Yeah, so it was like a little bit of both. I definitely applied because as soon as I saw the show, I was like, oh my God, I need to be a part of this, like immediately. So I auditioned, I sent in the little clip, and the next thing I know, the ball was just, it was just rolling. And I was like, what did I do? I didn't even realize I'd done anything that special. So,
and you talk a little bit about wanting to pay off your mother's house in the beginning. Why is that so important to you?
I think because my mom, so growing up, was just like a single mom and literally worked 3 jobs and just did everything she could for not only me, but also my siblings. And I just think when the idea of being able to pay off her home came up, I was like, oh my God, if I got the opportunity to do this, how amazing would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I actually cried a little bit when it was like, yes. Olivia! I'm like, who won this out? This is crazy.
Me too. I was rooting for you too. From the beginning, I was hoping.
Thank you.
I'm actually curious. Yeah. I'm curious to see if yeah, obviously Olivia knows, the real Olivia knows that she's won the circle.
No.
She doesn't?
No.
No. No.
You haven't told
That's
her.
That's so iconic. Okay, disclaimer, this interview was recorded with Brandon, aka Olivia, before the finale went live.
I was like, as soon as it happened, obviously, like in the moment, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But then I told myself, I'm not going to tell Olivia. Like, I was like, I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to make her watch. And then I want her to kind of find out with everyone else. So she has no idea.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
What did you say to her when she was like, how did it go?
Originally, I was like, we have to go back to film the finale. So I was like, no, I have to go back because we have to film the finale, because if I tried to say anything else, she was going to be like, I don't believe you. So I kind of used like this big lie where I was like, they film everyone winning. So I don't know.
Like a Drag Race ending.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
The end of Drag Race, if you don't know, they film the finale. They film all 3 winning, and then they don't even know who won until it premieres, and they only show the actual person that won.
Wow.
So,
correct.
It's a pretty good lie because you have an example. But speaking of Olivia, tell us a little bit about your decision to play as her. And was it hard to be a catfish?
Okay, so I auditioned for the show and they were like, do you want to go in as yourself or do you want to go in as a catfish? And I was like, you know what? Like, although I think it'd be amazing to play as myself, I really think it'd be awesome to catfish just because I think it adds a whole new element to the game. When I was like, okay, I want it to be someone I know for some reason because I feel like I could just play the character better. So Claudia is her real name. I changed her name in the game. Yeah. So her real name is Claudia, but I changed it to Olivia because I was like, okay, nicknames. What would be a good nickname? And then I was like, Liv, you know, because I want I want them to live for me.
We all know an Olivia that goes by Liv. So it's
yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's kind of how I landed on it. I was like, she's so smart. She's so funny. And I was like, this will be perfect for me because I won't really have to change too much. Like, I get to use her beauty, but also I get to use my humor. And it just fits her so well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being a catfish can be hard. I don't know, because I went in as myself and I knew that I did not have the mental capacity nor the emotional capacity to pull off being a catfish. What was the hardest part about being a catfish? Was it the memory of pretending to be someone else, or was it just that head and heart fight or flight?
I honestly, Chloe, that's such a good question. I think the hardest part of it, honestly, was maybe lying about it. I'm the type of person that's I'm very open and I'm very like, say the first thing that comes to my head. Like, Chloe, you know all about that.
Yeah.
You're very much like, I feel like it just happens. And I'm the same way. So I think the hardest part was just like the lie of it, because I was like, okay, are they going to hate me if they find out who I really am? And so for me, catfishing was pretty easy, I felt. But the lie of it not actually being me was the hardest part.
Such a sweet soul. Oh my God, you're so nice.
But that's the thing. Like, I can be a messy slut. So let me just tell you, I can be a messy slut. Like, I totally can. I just think, like, when it came to this, I was very much like, I don't want to lie, but like,
a little.
In order to win, I have to. Yeah.
That was definitely a pinnacle moment where you transitioned from being authentically nice and just loving everyone. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, do you know what? I need to take this secret influencer, anonymous thing to the next level. Like, I need to just make it about myself now. And that's okay. Everyone will understand that decision, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's a game.
Now that you mention it, I think that was such like a weird moment for me, because I was like, I think for the most part, I played the game trying to make sure everyone kind of felt like almost included, in that I was not doing anything where I was deceiving people too much. And then I just realized, like, Brandon, you're not gonna win this game if you don't step it up.
And we see, like, after the first day that you were very upset. And Chloe talked about how she also felt that same way on her first day. And you felt like you weren't showing enough personality. How did you feel, I guess, at the end of that day? Did you think at the end of that day that you would end up getting all the way to the end and winning?
Oh my God, no, not even close. At the end of that first day, I honestly thought, like, I'm not going to make it far. I was like, I know I have a big personality. Why am I not able to show that, like, in these chats yet? And I thought for sure I was done. I thought for sure I was like, I'm so done for.
And you were number one, right? That was it, number one or number two that first week?
Yeah.
And honestly, that kind of played a part in it, though. I was like, okay, I'm number one. Now I'm going to have a target on my back. I think there was just a whole slew of emotions to where I was really beating myself up. Like, you're not going to make it far. Like, you're number one now, but like next week, you're going to be torn apart. So
I get that mentality, though. I'm the same way of like expecting the worst at any moment. So I felt for you in that moment. Not as much as Chloe, because she had existed in it before.
I mean, we were just speaking to Miles, and the trauma bond is real.
So real.
Wow. Crazy. The paranoia, and you watching the circle, it's so different to actually live in it, because when you're in the circle, you can't hear or see what anyone else is thinking. You just have to take what they're saying as truth.
With no voices, like, or anything behind it. That has got to be the trippiest part.
Or like intention. There's knowing, it's like, what's the context of this? Are they trying to trick me? Are they being friendly with me? And then are they going to stab me in the back? I mean, there were so many incredible twists and turns this season. Like, for the first time ever, we have Max. An AI bot impersonating a human, like,
which you're the only one that sniffed out at the beginning.
Same, like, going through your head when it was revealed that there was an AI player amongst the group.
I think when they were just saying, like, okay, there's a new character, it's AI, I instantly was like suspicious of everyone. I was like, okay, who do I have relationships with? And could they be lying to me? But I was also like in a position where I wanted to trust the people that I had made connections with. Also, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Max was like hella hot. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, we were talking, I've said it many times that my number one fear is falling in love with a robot.
Robots.
And we watch Lauren basically do it. So
yeah.
What made you think? Because you did say a couple of times that maybe it's Max.
I was thinking, okay, here's this really, I was like, okay, it's a really attractive guy. I was like, everything about this picture, though, is so perfect. I was like, the picture is perfect. He's hiking. He's got a dog. There's, you know, he's cute. He's smiling. There's, the backdrop is immaculate.
He's a vet assistant. Like, what other job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Picture perfect. Max was picture perfect. And I think that's why I questioned it a little bit, because I don't know. I just, the perfection of it, I was like, no one's this perfect.
Too good to be true. So, Brandon, we see you pull for Steffi, but she does end up getting blocked because everybody else thought she was AI. You lost Cassie first, then you lost Steffi. What did it feel like to lose your two biggest allies so early in the game?
Yeah, both of my girls. I was like, I'm next. I think as soon as that happened, I was like, I'm next. And Chloe, you may be able to also agree with this. Like, when your friends are starting to get picked off, you just kind of feel like, I'm part of that group. People know, and I'm next.
Yeah.
And those were my girls. Like, obviously, when Steffi got eliminated for being AI, I was like, I was so furious.
I know.
What was it like when Cassie came into your apartment?
Oh my God, I screamed so loud I lost my voice.
No.
She probably did too.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Can I hug you?
Like, well, yeah, come on!
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, like, open the door. There she is. And it was like, instant screams. Like, we looked at each other for a second, like, I know who you are. You don't know who I am.
Oh, no!
Screamed and then done. I was talking like this the whole time.
Oh, no.
It was a mess.
Were you afraid that she was going to give a hint that you were a catfish in her video?
I think part of me was, but honestly, like, I had a lot of faith in Cassie. She did reveal to me that she had voted me low to try to save herself. And I was like,
well, she was like, let me vote all my favorite people last, because then it'll make me go up. But I don't think she took into consideration that everybody else also would have to think of you that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So she kind of done it herself.
That's such unfortunately. What's so funny is talking to her, like, after the show, it's so funny because that seems like such a Cassie thing to do. And she would agree. She'd be like, I had no idea.
I mean, you made some amazing alliances and I'm sure amazing friends. Like, I know what it's like being on the circle. When you come out, it's like you're one big, massive circle family.
Yeah.
One of the stronger connections that you made in the circle was with Kyle. I mean, you bonded over losing your fathers at a young age. Like, having those emotional, heartfelt conversations, knowing that there's cameras there, how did you feel? Like, being vulnerable was a competitive game, you know? And I think that vulnerability is so hard to come across in shows like this. And it was amazing to see how open you were.
I think it was important to me to not only do the fun stuff and do like the strategy and things like that. I think it was important to me to be as authentic to myself as I could being a catfish. So I kind of knew going in, eventually I was going to bring it up because that is something huge that affected my life and affects my life to this day. So the vulnerability, I was like, that's what's real. You know what I mean?
I understand.
because I also lost my dad at a young age.
I ain't trying to be like this in a circle. Goodness gracious.
Like, there are so many things people can pick out and say, like, oh, he's being a character. He's doing this. He's doing that. But that was like, that is as real as it gets. When you open up and you allow yourself to be vulnerable, then you're being authentic. And so it was hard. That was a very hard conversation to have. It definitely solidified Kyle and I's relationship. But it was hard, girl. It was so hard. Like, I'm visibly very emotional in that scene.
Yeah.
And then after you have that conversation, Kyle is an influencer and saves you from being blocked. What do you make of that? Kyle was just like, no, like, Olivia and I bond it and I can't do that to her.
Oh, honestly, that makes me feel so good because I was worried he was going to think I was just bullshitting him because he told me about his father. And so I was like, okay, I feel this is the right time to say it. And then maybe this is the wrong time to say it, but I'm just going to say it because I'm feeling emotional. So it's so good to know that he trusted and believed my story.
Yeah,
so.
That would have been insanely villainous if it was not true.
But, oh, God. 100%. Could you imagine, though? Like, honestly, people would be so mad.
It's like the guy on Survivor who lied about his grandmother dying. People still talk about it to, like, this day.
That's so detrimental. That's, like, guess cancel culture right there. Do you know what? Yeah. I'm so glad that you led with your emotions and that you were so authentic. Like, even in the beginning, it was like, Olivia's really nice, and I know you raised some suspicion because people are like, how is she so nice? Was it hard? Like, how much of the game were you playing with your head / strategy versus your heart and emotions? Because I could feel that, like, internal fight the whole time, you know? What were the boundaries that you had to set for yourself?
So I think, number one, I had to keep reminding myself that, okay, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. I think the part I struggled with was like, yes, it is a game. There is this huge prize at the end, and you want that prize, Brandon. You want that prize. But at the end of the day, I'm still talking to and dealing with other human beings who want that prize as well. So I felt like lying about who I was one thing, but I think lying about just like how I live my life and, like, you know, trying to fight how my heart feels would have been wrong. So I played a lot with my heart. I really did play a lot with my heart. And I think at first I thought that was going to be my downfall, but it turns out maybe that was like my saving grace. Yeah,
it was.
For sure. I mean, we see an example of that when you reach out to Autumn after everyone targeted her in the game.
Well, now that just tugs at the heartstrings now, don't it? Because I know exactly what she means, but I would never wish that upon anybody.
So I just think it's crazy. We've been talking about it, that Lauren is the one that started the Autumn train.
Uh-huh.
And Autumn and Lauren were ride or dies.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it was definitely like a mistake on her part, but she did start the hate train against Autumn, not on purpose.
She didn't mean to.
Why did you feel that you had to have a conversation with Autumn after that?
Well, because, you know, Miles and I were ride or dies. So I knew everything I was doing was kind of to make sure that Miles and I didn't get sent home. And first of all, I didn't want to be ride or dies with Miles. Like, let's be honest, I love him now. But in the show, I was like, how can I get rid of him? Because he's such a, like,
we saw.
such a pain in my ass. You know what I mean? Like, oh. So when I turned out to be ride or dies with him, I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So after we did what we did to Autumn, which was we tore her down, and I was like, if I don't go along with the crowd here, this could be me and Miles. So I just felt like I needed to reach out and be like, oh my God, girl, I know that was brutal, but I'm sorry. And you know, there's this twist happening right now. So everything that's happening is not because of who you are as a person, but because someone has to go and it can't be me and it can't be Miles.
Poor Autumn, but it was like the writing was on the wall and somebody had to be the one that went. Did you feel like she was receptive of your apology?
No, not at all. I feel like she was willing to listen to me. I think she was willing to hear me out, which, you know, respect. But I think when we came to the conclusion of the conversation, at the end, she was like, so if you don't vote for me, I won't vote for you. And I remember that moment very specifically because I was like, you're lying to me. You are 100% giving me the information I need to save you right now. I'm not stupid. You're lying to me. And so I was like, I remember saying, okay, I agree. And that was like the first time I think I really, really lied to someone, because I'm completely honest, I didn't agree. I was like, you called me a backstabber. You don't even know me. I didn't backstab you because I don't know you.
I think that was when she was like, Olivia says she agrees, but I don't think she does.
It was like, no, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Sorry, Autumn.
She took it the best that like somebody in that position could take it. I think that it was no secret to Autumn also, like, she was just the one that people knew the least, so that's how it's gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my apology was authentic. I really did feel bad. But at the same time, I was like, there's no way I can trust you after that conversation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, I feel like there's one of two ways that you can go when you enter the circle late. It's like, you have to play catch up. You have to try and grab onto any alliances, you know, and people fall off. And I mean, talking of tipping points, that was the tipping point for Autumn. The tipping point for you, which I believe actually won you the circle. Like, I believe that you were going to the final anyway, but I think you having the strength and the ability to kind of switch your mindset and go, right, now I'm gunning for this position as winner and I'm putting myself first. You were the final secret influencer and you had a final difficult decision to make about blocking someone. What was running through your mind as you made your decision? Because we don't see a lot leading up to it. I mean, we don't know who you're going to pick. It's like,
yeah,
who are we going to pick? Like, why? And secondly, why Miles?
Going into the secret influencer scenario, I knew I had a lot of power. I was like, oh my God, this is the first taste of like real, real power, Brandon. And I was like, okay, are we going to stick with my heart, which I've done for most of the game, or are we going to finally be strategic and put myself in a position to actually win? And so going into it, I was like, if I let Miles stay, he's going to vote QT higher than he's going to vote me. There was no doubt in my mind because they kind of had a really strong connection. And I was like, if I get rid of Miles, which I've been trying to do this whole time, then maybe I'll have a chance and Jordan will be so thankful to me that he'll vote me higher or rate me higher. So I knew, as hard as it was going to be, that I had to get rid of Miles. Like, I was like, if I don't stand a chance in this game.
It was the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you think that is the moment that allowed you to win? Or do you think there was another moment that was, I guess, like a turning point? Or do you think that it was just a amalgamation of all of the decisions you made?
I think ultimately every decision led to me winning the game, but I don't think every decision I made was necessarily good, because I don't think I played a perfect game in any way.
Perfect enough.
Yeah, I guess so. I do think that moment was what led to me ultimately winning. I think if I would have kept Miles, I would not have won the circle. Yeah.
And I'm glad that Miles, because you kind of see afterwards, especially when you're all sat down in the finale, He's like, I understand. Because you straight up say to Miles, like, I'm sorry, but I'm the one that actually blocked you. Mm-hmm. And it was the empathy from Miles. Like, I completely understand.
And Miles like, who are you?
Yeah,
I know.
Olivia, what's going on?
That's such the funny thing about Miles is like, it's like you said, Chloe, in the circle, there's not a lot of context. And Miles was one for me where I guess I just misunderstood a lot of what he was trying to say, maybe. Because now I think me and Miles are very close, which is something I did not see coming at all. So I think seeing him so... No, it's okay, bro. It was just it's just a game. It's okay, I understand. Was like so refreshing.
It helped you understand his character.
Yeah.
How did you feel about getting into the final? Like, I know that it's such a whirlwind moment of reading that message on the screen, and it's almost like it doesn't hit home when you read it. It's like, oh, and then when you're there and you're getting dressed, like, what was the most nerve-wracking thing? Was it the catfish coming out to people, or was it something else?
Honestly, I think my biggest thing in that moment was like, I don't know, so grateful, I guess you could say. I felt like, and this is gonna sound bad, but I didn't think I could make it to that position. So in my head, I thought like, I'm going to make it far. I'm probably not going to make it to the end, but like, I can be okay with that. So making it there was actually such like a, I can't believe this is happening moment. And I wasn't really anxious about me being a catfish or anything like that. I think for me, it was more just like, Is this happening? Is this real life? So I don't know. It's so hard to explain. I can't believe I get to experience this. And I can't believe that this gets to be my story.
I mean, it was so lovely to watch. It also, like, the meeting of you and Kyle was so iconic.
Oh my God! What? No!
Hi, guys!
No, 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 no!
I'm Brandon.
That's right. No! No freaking way!
Were you surprised at Kyle's reaction to meeting you?
No.
Oh, it was
and were you
the
surprised
best.
That Kyle was married?
Yes.
Because so he's like, he says, like, before you come out in the finale, he's like, honestly, the only thing I'm anxious about is Olivia finding out I'm married. And obviously, the viewers are like, girl, that is the least of your concerns.
Oh, it's so funny.
So I'm standing behind and I'm like waiting to go out and I'm like, I'm ready to do like my walk and all that jazz. And I was like, oh my God, I get to meet my baby daddy, you know, like this is gonna be so good. And he's gonna totally shit his pants. So I'm doing my walk and I'm ready to go out and right before I go out, I think I hesitated for a second and I was like, oh my God, is he going to be mad? And then I was like, oh, well, I don't really have an option at this point. So turn the corner, his face was so iconic. The look was just like mortified. He was like, oh my God. And I was like, hey.
I also think that they thought maybe because Jordan came out right before you and wasn't a catfish, but was not how he presented in his pictures. So I feel like maybe some of them were like, oh, that's the catfish that's left in the game. So then when you come out as like a full-blown catfish, the gag is
literally
enhanced.
I thought everyone knew. I was in a position where I was like, there's no way. There's no way they don't at least have some kind of inkling that I am not who I say I am. But I'm going to toot my own horn for a second, but I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You play a really good girl. Like, it sounds crazy to say that. It's like, you play a woman really fucking well, okay? Like,
Thank you.
Slayed. Absolutely slayed.
Amazing.
Yeah. Do you know what a BBL is now?
Is that a Brazilian butt lift?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Okay, the boys are here.
Really? Wheels in the circle.
No need for cheap rings.
Ratings was a struggle. Like BBLs and G-strings.
What's a BBL?
So basically, Paul was doing a rap and he said G-string, BBL or something like that. And you went, wait, what is a BBL? And I'm like, what? He doesn't know what a BBL is, but a BBL is a Brazilian butt lift.
I think I Googled it when I got home because I was like, I was still stuck on it. I was like, what the hell is a BBL? Poor Paul.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, before we let you go, we're going to play a little game. So you've won the circle.
Okay.
So this is a little less intense for you. We're going to give you a scenario, and it's an errand or an activity, and you have to tell us somebody from the circle that you would take with you, even if it's AI bot Max, okay?
Max.
Who would you like to have to spend a day building IKEA furniture with?
It would be Cassie.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Or Autumn. Definitely. I bet Autumn can throw together some IKEA furniture.
Honestly, 100%. She could. The only reason I said Cassie was because I was like, she would just be fun to watch, just like.
You would be the one putting it together and she would be the one that's entertaining you while she's putting it together.
Totally.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
Spend the day at the DMV renewing your license.
Miles.
I bet he would be a good time. He'd bring tequila. It'd be a whole thing.
Miles, because also he would argue. He'd be like, what the hell is taking so long?
He'd be the one keeping it punctual.
Exactly.
What about traveling abroad with?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Kyle.
Oh, you love Kyle.
Yeah, you know.
The honeymoon. Soft spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would you put your money on if they were in a fight? Whether physical, verbal, who would you bet would win in a fight?
Caress.
That's a good one.
/ Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I love her energy. She's so, like, headstrong. And I think, honestly, I think she would throw down.
For sure.
I would hate to get on the wrong side of her.
Oh yeah.
Such a good dancer as well. She's like,
I know
twerking all the time.
I love her. She's so fun. The whole cast is so fun.
What about this is a difficult one. Go a 12-hour long road trip with,
I think, Lauren. Yeah, because one, I think Lauren would have the best snacks. I also think she would just be like down for anything. So we're in the car. She's like, let's blare the music. Let's be stupid. Let's pull over. Like, I just feel like she would
not care about bathroom breaks.
Yeah. She'd be like, screw it. Let's pee in a bottle.
I love it.
Honestly, like knowing Lauren, she's so like go with the flow. And so like, let's just do it. And I'm like, I love that energy. Yeah.
Who would you let do your taxes?
Probably Max.
Yeah.
Because he's AI. He's a computer. He's going to know those numbers.
Totally.
And the rest of the cast is just going to be like, I don't know what the hell to do here.
Co-host a podcast with.
Oh, so I think you would need someone that would balance me out a little bit. Honestly, I would probably say Steffi, or honestly, I'm going to have to say it again, Cassie, because Steffi would balance me out. But I think Cassie and I would fuck shit up. Like,
yeah.
Cassie,
you would
and I,
bounce off each other. Oh, that would be, you need to make that happen. I would listen.
I know. We would tear it up. I honestly think so.
Two blonde girls.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Kentucky girls, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much for talking with us. Congratulations on winning.
Yes.
And yeah, we're so excited for the world to be introduced to you and Olivia.
Oh my God, it's so surreal and so wild to me.
I can't wait to find out what Olivia's reaction is when she finds out she has won the circle.
Should I film it? Should I film her
reaction? Oh, you need to film it.
Oh, yes.
She's going to trip.
100% you have to film it.
Yes, I will.
Because I want to see that reaction so much. So please film that.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. 100%. That would go mega viral. Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
No, thank you guys so much. I can't wait. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her today. I got to meet you guys. So.
Okay, cashiers, this is it for this episode of We Have the Receipts. We'll be back on May 20th with a brand new episode where we recorded live in Hollywood, okay?
Cashiers, what did you think of this season? Call us with your questions and hot takes about The Circle Season 6. Go to speakpipe.com/wehavetherecepts to leave us a voicemail. Text us your questions or thoughts at 929-487-3621.
And as always, you can DM me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Or me at Chloe Veach Official on Instagram, or it's Chloe Veach on TikTok.
And please rate, review, and follow We Have the Receipts wherever you're listening right now. I'm your host, Chris Burns.
And I'm your co-host, Chloe Veach.
Save those receipts, cashiers, because we'll be back on May 20th with our live episode. We Have the Receipts is the production of Netflix and Pod People. From Netflix, our executive producers are Catherine Hugh, Erica Brady, Ray Vada, and David Markowitz. From Pod People, our producers are Danielle Roth, Hannah Patterson, and Alex McManus. Morgan Foose edits the show. Save those receipts.